grasp what the understanding of what it meant, but I actually didn't know what it meant. You know what I mean? And it wasn't until the God, me and the God would be building, and he'd be like, yo, what does that mean? And I'd be like, actually, I don't know what that means. So then why are you doing the wisdom before the knowledge? Why are you speaking on it if you don't know what it means, right? And look, that can get your ass in trouble.
It can.
You know what I mean? It's like when you don't think before you speak, that could, like, in some situations, brothers and sisters have lost their life, right? Because they did the wisdom before the knowledge. You see what I'm saying? They didn't think before they acted. And it does, and that's the thing, right? It's like, it's cool. We know you, it's like, it's cool. If you bad, you bad. But you can show that through your actions. You know what I mean? Because a wise man has knowledge. You know what I mean? A wise man has knowledge. A wise man has knowledge. A wise man has knowledge. And he will use that knowledge, you know what I'm saying, to create an understanding in someone's mind. You know what I'm saying? Right? Today's mathematics is wisdom, understanding. 2, 3. All being born to power. See, through your ways and actions, you can formulate an understanding in somebody else's mind so they can see how you move. And how you move is based on what you know. How you move or how you speak is based on what you know, because you have an understanding, right? And that's what borns out power. And what is power? Power is the ability to produce an effect, right? What is an effect? An effect is a change for the positive or the negative. You can use your words to create a misunderstanding. And what does that do? Causes confusion. And that's what we were getting at with this whole diet thing, right? It's like there's confusion being formulated amongst the masses, right? You're confused. On one side, you had people pushing to eat kale, right? Then you find out that kale has all of these other chemicals in it that are not good for your body. Confusion, right? There's so many things that we were told are good for us. And don't get me wrong. Sometimes, you know, it's like at one point, people thought that black people were having sex with monkeys, and that's what created HIV. Right?
That's just what somebody said.
Like real talk, right? Like they actually thought that Africans were having sex with monkeys, and that's what brought AIDS. And look,
they also told us we were slaves, bro.
Listen, man, like real talk, this is this. Then you come to find out that it's not. And, you know, allegedly, more like a man-made thing, right? So it's funny. It's like, oh, you know, black people came from monkeys. Yo, Charles Darwin.
Yo, we got no hair on our bodies. Come on, man.
We have hair. We got hair, right?
I'm from the equator, man. You can look at my skin right now.
Absolutely, man. Look,
it just tells you, though, right?
For sure. That can be debatable. But what I'm going to say, what this cannot be debatable, is the fact that if we evolved from monkeys, then that means that we could go have sex with a fucking, pardon self, I swear there, but we could go have sex with a gorilla, and that gorilla could have our babies. Now, can you show and prove that that is actually happening or can happen? Because I highly doubt that. How is it that the mind, the infinite, the thing that is the most powerful in the universe, it's the universe that was created from the mind, right? How is it that the mind formulated a monkey into a human? That doesn't make sense. That's not even logical. It's not logical.
Whoa, there's a lot of stuff out here to mislead us and misguide us, man.
Sure is.
Like, all because monkeys share some of the same genetic coding does not mean that we evolved from monkeys. Like, let's just be real. So all those, you know, Darwinisms, like that's Darwinism, right? Like natural selection is it's been debunked. Like natural selection, like how many people have grown up like it's like that whole Darwinism theory is what sparked eugenics. And if you know what eugenics is, right? Eugenics was the grafting and the breeding out, because, you know, Rockefellers, right? This is factual, right? Rockefellers working together with the Nazis. Actual facts, not, this is not, this is not like conspiracy. This is actual factual. Okay.
It's noted.
Like working on sterilizing original people, Native Americans, blacks, right? Saying that we basically need to graft these certain genetics within these people because they thought we were dumb, right? Meanwhile, civilization started from the black man and woman, right? From Sumer to Egypt to the Indus Valley civilization, but that's, you know, whatever, right? But it's like, you know, the whole eugenics aspect of it, right? Like Rockefeller put like over $250 million into that, right? You know what I'm saying? And America was the first to do it. And then the Germans were like, ooh, what they're doing over there is, I like that, right? Because they wanted to breed white supremacy, right? And so I say all this to say is like, this is the confusion aspect of it, right? It's like, you know, you're telling the masses, right? Like, you know, imagine, you know, you're a child sitting in a classroom, right? And they're telling you that your ancestors were all slaves and you were all a bunch of wild savages in the jungle.
I've been there, bro.
I know you have. That's why I'm bringing it up. Because we talked about
this. I've been there, bro. It's traumatizing to a child, right?
Psychologically, you know, what does that do to you?
Especially when you're the only, you know, black child in the room, right?
You know what I mean?
And
all the kids are looking at you.
They're looking at the page and then they're looking at you and then you're like, you're confused and you're like looking at the page. But, you know, for myself, there was something in my DNA and I had strong family, right, that told me who I was before I went to elementary school and what to expect. So maybe, you know, didn't hit me as hard, but I can imagine it still hit me, bro. Very traumatizing sitting in there, being the only black child in there, right? We're not getting on all that, but you know what I mean? We're just giving you a perspective, right?
What are we talking about?
And it's traumatizing when you're looking at this book and they're telling you this is what happened and that's the only part of history that you're learning. And then, you know, you go throughout school and people think that's your history. And that is not your history when you come to find out, you know, and you come to find into yourself and get the knowledge of yourself and be like, we was kings and queens, man. Like, y'all got everything from us, man. Manicured lawns, everything.
God's
right?
Earth, baby.
And then you sit there and you chastise us, right? Because you've been told to, right? Or is that you speaking or is that your forefathers speaking, right? And that's what we have to change the narrative here, right? Every nation has contributed to the world in some way, right? Some to the good, some to the bad.
Absolutely.
Right? And you just have to let the truth be known, right?
Absolutely. You gotta let the truth be known, man. That's what it's about, right? Like, you know, it's
and if you're sitting in class like that and feeling like that when this comes about, right?
Say something.
Not even say something, but know within yourself. You know, you're king and the queen, right? You know what I'm saying?
No,
that ain't your story, right? Know that, you know, not everyone came here on slave ships, right?
Absolutely.
Right?
You don't gotta listen to this.
No, we've been around the world, you know?
Absolutely, man.
And we've added to the world.
We listen, man, what's it called?
Circumglobe.
Yeah, like we had already traveled the globe before anybody. You know what I'm saying? Like most, if not everything in the most...
Chariots of Fire. That's us.
Everything. Well, the horse and chariot actually wasn't us.
That came from Egypt, B.
People
try to steal it. Go do the knowledge.
I did do the knowledge.
The horse and the carriage came from Egypt, bro.
No, it came from the Hyksos. It came from the Hyksos. And the Hyksos...
Go do the knowledge.
I have done the knowledge.
Okay.
The Hyksos... Listen, I'm going to just give it to you. I'm going to give it to the white man because he's the one that came with the horse and carriage. I'm telling you. Yeah, word is bond. Okay. You do the knowledge.
Okay.
You do the knowledge.
They had the horse and carriage. We had electric cars back then.
Listen, do the knowledge. There's hieroglyphics that they show there was some very, very
bro, they show chariots on the wall.
Listen.
They show chariots on the wall.
I know that. Okay. I know that, But you got, like, I'm just letting you know, you got to do the knowledge to the Hyksos, and then we can have this conversation.
We're right? revisiting next week.
We can have this conversation once you do the knowledge to the Hyksos, right? So, but the point is that, like, majority of things in this world created from the original people. That's actual factual. From science to medicine to agriculture to astrology, astronomy, chemistry, alchemy, biology, right?
On and on and on and on and on.
Come on, man! Like
on and on.
The comedic people.
The internet.
The comedic people were doing, you know, mummification. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just be real here. You know what I'm saying?
Buddy, brain surgery.
Come on, man.
And tapping back to that, I went to Victoria years ago. The Royal Museum had an exhibit, right? Egyptian exhibit, right? So, you know, took the family there. It was, like, unbelievable experience what they were doing 2,000 years ago. You know, absolutely amazing. You know, you go to the paint.
Older than that, too.
Well, yeah, we know that, but we're just going back to 2000, right? We'll just call it that, right? And you should have seen it, man. The art, you know, the saddest thing was, you know, all the noses were shot off.
Of course, man. That's what they do.
I felt that in my DNA when I was looking at all these sculptures and stuff. I mean, even down to little 2-foot sculptures, bro.
Chopping the noses off, right? Man.
And why we doing that? We know why we doing that, right? You know, everyone can stay silent out there, but we know why we doing that, right?
They chop the noses off because the statues and things wouldn't fit through the doors properly if you chopped them off first.
Now stop with the stripping this boy. You know what I mean?
Listen, bro.
We know why they chopped
off. We know
it
why
off.
We chopped off the noses, right? Like, come on, man. I mean it's very ident it's like you
it's
can
obvious.
It's obvious. You know the black phenotypes, right? I mean they did that to Ramses too, right? Like, you know, the Sphinx, like this is, you know, they burned down they burned down Timbuktu, right? Like, this is a library, like even Nas said in the song, right? Like, this is a library where all other nations would come to get the knowledge. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's actual factual. They brought a Cleopatra statue, right, to one of the British museums, you know, like, and they got debunked, like, that's not her, you know what I mean, like, that's not her skin color, that's nothing, right? And look, man, we talking about these things because, like, it's important to know the truth. It's not about division, because, like, me personally, I am not about division or subtraction. I'm about adding on and multiplying. You know what I'm saying? Teaching knowledge and wisdom to all the human families of the planet Earth. You figure, deal me? That's just actual factual. People will say, well, it's not about black, white, you know, brown, yellow. And I would say, yes, you're right. It's not about that, right? Because that is division and subtraction. What it is about is that, because I'm not pro-black or anti-white, right? I'm pro-righteousness and anti-devilishment. Does not matter what color you are, right? Devilishment is, by definition, means to devalue. So if you devaluing a situation, then you acting like a devil. Straight up. You know what I mean? You acting like a devil. You know what I mean? You could be righteous. Be the G-O-D, black man. You know what I'm saying? Be the G-O-D. Good orderly direction. You know, lead people in the right way, right? Not the wrong way. But if you don't know better, then you don't have the choice to do better. Because even if you know better, you still have to choose to do better. Because there's people that know better, but they choose to not. And those are temper centers, right? Those are the ones who hide the knowledge from you. You know what I'm saying? And the internet is, you know, definitely a good thing, but can be a bad thing. So with that being said, we're going to continue to run some more tunes for y'all, and we're going to come on back.
Peace.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
my fears and stuffing them out. Die for the dreams, don't live for the clout. Walk at my demons from living in doubt. Now it's time to show them what we about. I used to talk on myself hella down. Now I'm washing my mouth every time that I step out the house. Gotta make sure I'm adding the pounds. Get fat, on the stack, no subtract. Lay back, but no rest for the cap. Angels when you look at my pack. God blessed every stage I was at. Say grace when we get in our bread. No beef, otherwise it's a wrap. Or say cheese for the shot on your head. My click got the clap. Obstacles in my scene.
None.
Do the job till it seems.
Done.
Till we feeling like we've.
One.
Till we feeling like we've.
One.
Get my money and leave.
Done.
Don't trust people, it seems.
None.
Keeping it DTP.
One.
Till we leaving the word and repeat and we scream.
One. One.
Time, yeah, I had nothing left. In my heart, I was broken ahead. Had to look to the sky for the best. Advice given, make my mind driven for the times. Winning was a reach in the nest. Now I'm spitting like a rap reverend. Who fathered MCs? I'll tuck him in bed. Ay, ay. I'm still hungry like there's nothing to eat. You're bored, grinding like you skate for Supreme. You ain't getting money, you lean. Stand straight, what my mum used to teach. No one we rely on, trying to get a lie on. Trying to buy from someone just to succeed. If you agree, then just say it with me. Obstacles in my scene.
None.
Do the job till it seems.
Done.
Till we feeling like we've.
One.
Till we feeling like we've.
One.
Get my money and leave.
Done.
Don't trust people, it seems.
None.
Keeping it DTP.
One.
Till we leaving the word on repeat and we scream.
One.
Let me tell you this, the older you do get, the more rules are gonna try to get you to follow. You just gotta keep living, man. L-I-V-I-N.
Mid stock, I got different girls,
different girls, different
low, mid high, got different shows,
different shows,
different shows. Two racks and a four, got different bells,
different
bells. I'm up in a spaceship, different world. Who's gonna help when I need some help? Had to pattern up quick and do it myself. Me and Liz locked in, can't keen in a kill. Free bro, I don't work, had to send him mail.
Yeah.
Go bang that pack, cause the pack do smell.
Thank you.
Want me to clean this wife, key trap, heaven or hell.
No.
Maintain it for big, got a pattern the head and pattern the nails. Beam on a whistle, pattern the chin and pattern the nails.
Yeah.
Put a whack to his head, say hello Adele. Caught by the and the feeling with shells.
Feeling with shells.
All he hears is yell.
Yeah.
Now his family's wishing him well.
Wishing him well.
I can't show off these words, cause this ain't no show and tell.
Wait.
Just got me a wink, I double back straight from my L.
No.
Add a V to the L, then next time I'm up in Chanel. White, mid, stock, I got different girls.
Different girls, different
girls. Low, mid, high, I got different shows.
Different shows, different shows.
Two racks and a four, but different bells.
Different bells, different bells.
I'm up in a spaceship, different world.
Different world, different
white, mid, stock, I got different girls.
Different girls, different girls.
Low, mid, high, I got different shows.
Different shows,
different shows.
Two racks and a four, but different bells.
Different bells, different bells. I'm up in a spaceship, different world.
Different world,
different world.
You know, I've tripped a lot of guys in my life, close friends, guys I didn't know. I didn't always agree that the guy should be clipped, but I never questioned the orders, and I never went off half-cocked.
I gotta get back in the streets. That's where all the money is.
From a kid alone and timid to this grown image. From the pop cartoons to that grown spinach. A young man prone to business, he his own chemist. 3/4 mink stone pendants, a stone menace. Sleeping with red bone twins, tech with a chrome finish. Parking the Benz dark tennis, he getting domed in it. Massive rocks turn city blocks to stone hinges. Stone dependents, they visit at methadone clinics. Heavy breadwinner, every kid in my zone mimic. Keys to the city, chase every dollar. That wrong minute, life too short, numbers up, God don't loan minutes. Summer CRP soon as this poem ended. Poem ended.
Hey, you shut up.
I'm moving diesel on them.
You just listen.
I'm moving diesel on them.
I gotta get back in the streets.
I'm moving diesel on them.
Diesel on them.
Government
purebred DNA in my juggler. I'm a born hustler. You was born to be in my service. You's a born butler. I'm from the trenches with paper touches and long tuckers. I'm big red hanging niggas from the 11th floor. Settle scores. Your pussy selling whore is Eleanor. Jimmy clean hands. What you claiming the felon for? They gonna find you in yellow drawers when the metal drawer decomposed like Skeletor with his Melantor. I'm from that place where shady faces and lady rapers, empty refrigerators, cribs with cold radiators, low wages and front page of the paper makers. Got that behavior like every one of your neighbors hate you. Drug dealers be the role models, they money stars. Inside the bar, throw 100 yards in your honey bra. That's how the beef shit pop off and the gun and star. Life trials be the lifestyle in these slummy bars.
Slummy bars. Guess you made him a rich fucking man.
I'm moving diesel on them. I'm moving diesel on him.
Let him talk. Don't interrupt.
I'm moving diesel on him.
Where the fuck you complaining to me about?
Get him hot.
Nicholas back. Black Magnificent Jack Nicholson moving through the hallways of the movie The Shining. That's how I'm walking just to do a signing.
Then sign it.
Then slide off to do a new assignment. Student of Luke and Common. I'm skywalking you all on these ayahuasca trip. Beautiful views through a shaman. I'm Pia Marston and y'all can keep all your new designers. Gucci and Louboutin and we Uber Jeep Ubercon. Move through your town like a shooting comet. Cuban shining, King Tutankhamen. Buying all of your jeweler diamonds. Chris Lighty taught me you can live faithfully and die gracefully. Be anti-ran by agency and be anti-white man violating me.
Get him hot.
I've seen it all. Life is a... I'm stuck in the crystal ball. I'm who they call to put that position. No Diddy pause. Blood on my palm. I cook this mixing all. I kill them all. The way they slept on me, this bureau pillow soft. Shannon Sharp, the way they hop out on the opposition. My Draymond Green of Jordan Poole in the building. Cold talk. Jada and Will, a bunch of swingers that punch in practice around the best shooter with itchy fingers. I seen everybody disown Gunner for snitching, but got rap friends in court turning to R&B singers. I been a problem from any angle. I'm Luka Doncic, Kyrie double-handed with this little Uzi. I'm rocking 8 letters, exit 9 on my back. Equal dollar.
I thought it out. Money make you see you ain't thought about. They said the rappers don't come outside. Looks like we brought them out. The last few months, I'm all that they talking about. And Courtney, you were Royce. So get this, the new slaughterhouse. Mercedes 580 got me and my lady falling out. Cause she see how they hopping on my when I be hopping out. Two-tone sky dweller, double-decker, yacht docking now. Black and white diamonds, they be hitting like Montgomery brow. Oops, I'm in Montgomery brawl. I ain't ducking smoke at all. I will cut my feet off and try to walk far. I run from y'all. Sick of feeding, act like I ain't who they eating off. This rap turn me to somebody that I gotta be for y'all.
Yeah.
Pause.
Look, I can never box myself. I've been felt the paradox of prima donnas telling me my scripture like designer. Louis the 16th of verses that are a cause of revolution through my cursive. It's all about the execution, right? I write my sins in fiction. Set in stone, this ain't Christopher Robin or walking, ain't no Pulp Fiction. Fixating on my mission ain't impossible. Time cruising through these obstacles. No optical illusion when my folks spotting that follicles. We American dream teaming down these dusty roads. Lo and behold, they prophesize the young soul to touch the world like golden globes. I overload my pen with lead and I hang them up on totem poles. I totem poles for the Polaroid. Posterized like me dunking on ball ball. Oh,
it ain't too many that can rumble with the mighty lion. If it's them against me, then somebody dying. And it ain't I. I hate to get under your skin, but this ain't eyes. It's kind of hard for them to look into a seen eyes. Knowing their intentions malicious. All that insecurity gon' scare away the... Everybody wanna eat, who wanna clean the dishes? Snakes in the cut, had to remove the stitches. It gets vicious when get the fighting over masters. They gave away cause they wanted fame faster. They see me full of black joy and laughter and try to front like I ain't got they after. Oh, wanna be indie now, who made it cool? Who dug a hole in the backyard and made a pool? My mama like Donald Trump, mom, she made a fool. I'm not a wolf in sheep clothing, I made a wool. I'm planting seeds and saving stool for when a drought come. I'd rather live life with a dream than without one. Guess I'm more like MLK than Malcolm. More in between, I'm open to either outcome. Long as it's income, and then some. I got enough to share, tell your friends come. A modern day avatar, I'm trying to bend some. I made enough cash to donate and lend some. My pocket stuff like dim sum and then some. Keep your advice to yourself until you win some.
Yeah, y'all know what time it is, man. We gonna hit y'all with a freestyle right now. Come on. Man, I'm on the microphone right now. Filthy Raps, Ink came through the door. Guilty Black, everything we do can't be critical. That's okay, the beat dropped by digital. Metaphysical, straight lyrical. Mentalism mixed with the spiritual. No whip, but it might be a miracle. Peace to everybody, I'm hearing you.
That's out here in the nation. We on second that right there. My man is the truth. One order is the truth. What a wicked program tonight. You know, it's very informative. Let me tell you that, you know. Gotta read the labels. That's all I gotta say.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I just wanna say peace to the gods, peace to the earth. You know what I mean? Peace to the homie Brunel dropping some knowledge on me at the dinner. You know, I want to say peace to my mama, my sister. You know what I mean? Peace to my young bro, Rai Rai. You know what I'm saying? You know who you are. I want to say peace to the young God, King Wise. Peace to K-Ski, Cavill Juan. You know what I mean? Who else? Who you saying peace to tonight?
Well, you know, we had torrential rains and stuff like that this weekend and stuff. And because, you know, they're finding bodies now and stuff like that. You know, some survivors, you know. It's sad, right? You know, a school teacher got swept away, her whole house.
Yep.
You know, a few people, you know, a man tried to save his dog and stuff like that, you know, ended up getting the rivers swept him away. A few other people, you know, got trapped in their whips and stuff like that, you know, found dead. You know, my heart goes out, you know, to all the people in that tragedy there. And, you know, they're still finding people. So I just like to, you know, no, you know, touch on that, right? It's really disheartening, you know. But you know, Vancouver, we're resilient, right? And we're gonna stand up and we're gonna make it back from this. You know what I'm saying?
True indeed.
Yeah. So that's my shout out of the day. You know what I'm saying? And you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mr. Bell. You know what I'm saying? Jess out there. You know what I'm saying? I was keeping it real, K Hill. You know, Ski again. You know. People in our corner here, you know, K-Sweet, you know what I'm saying, my cousin Megan, you know what I'm saying, my whole family and stuff like that, so yeah, shout out to y'all. Digi?
Yeah, as usual, to my two sons, love you both, congratulations to my oldest for getting his license this week.
I already got a job!
Yeah.
You want a job, Ernie?
Yeah, he got a job.
He got a job, too, you know, he's doing his thing. I'm proud of you, son, coming up nice, my little one. I love the things you say. You're a good man, good little man.
Yes,
I'm enjoying raising you.
No,
it's really good, man. And shout out to all the moms out there,
taking care of the kids. You know what I'm saying?
All the single mamas and the single
married
fathers.
Mom, the single father,
and the grandmas and the grandpas
grandma,
taking
grandma,
care of the children.
The grandparents.
Grandpa, you know what I mean? Shout out to you know, all of the mentors. You know what I mean? Leading them in the right direction. And shout out to the youth, man. We know that it's hard out here, man. And just know that One Order got your back, baby. We for the youth, man.
Yes.
So peace.
Peace.
It's Big Digi in the house.
Uh-huh.
One Order in the house.
Uh-huh.
CJS in the house.
Uh-huh.
CJ SF in the house.
One
Order in the house. Killing them, no doubt.
Yo!